This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. In the world of professional football, this is not New Year's Eve. No, this is Black Monday. It's the day many an NFL coach gets the axe after a disappointing season. And today was no different. Andy Reid is out after 14 years coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. So is Lovie Smith of the Chicago Bears. The Chiefs, Chargers, Browns, Bills, and Cardinals all made changes at the top. So what happens when a coach moves from the sidelines to the unemployment line? Amy Scott reports.
In a press conference today, Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie said this is his least favorite day in the NFL.
Usually, for 14 years, I'm at home watching teams have to make changes with their head coaches. Today, we're in that position.
Ousted coach Andy Reid will fare okay. He's due to make $6 million next year, the last in his contract. Kenneth Shropshire directs the Wharton Sports Business Initiative. He says ex-head coaches often end up as defensive or offensive coordinators, or they go into television.
In some ways, it's a mad shuffle period where not so much the coach, but the coach's representative, lawyer, or agent is making out a plan, fielding a lot of calls, and trying to sort through things.
Some coaches who get the boot do go on to lead other teams. Today, the San Diego Chargers became the third team to fire head coach North Turner. It seems NFL coaches aren't that different from corporate CEOs. Bruce Sherman is a corporate succession consultant. He says fired CEOs often reemerge to lead other companies.
Most people who are at this level, they're not so good at sitting around.
Unlike corporations, Sherman says sports teams don't typically have succession plans in place and have to look outside for replacements. Even when they do plan ahead, it doesn't always work out. Tony Dungy of the Indianapolis Colts groomed his longtime assistant Jim Caldwell to take over. Caldwell was fired earlier this year after three seasons. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.